Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today's very special guest is the Associate Dean of the College of Science at Florida Tech, Dr. Michael Grace. Welcome, Dr. Grace.
Hi, Wes. Thank you very much.
We are talking about the 2013 Northrop Grumman Engineering and Science Student Design Showcase, a culminating event in the life of the university and its students every year. This 2013 edition happens Friday, April the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Clemente Center at Florida Tech. And this is such an exciting time for the students. Tell us about the College of Science students and some of the involvement that we may have this year from those folks.
Yes, the College of Science is very active in research. We offer students from their first year through their final year opportunities to engage in productive, novel, cutting-edge research. This is a really exciting opportunity for our students. And to be honest, this is the only university I've attended where I've seen so much outstanding performance by our undergraduate students. And the showcase gives them an opportunity to exhibit their work to the world.
And really, for more than four decades, Florida Tech students have been required to complete hands-on, detailed senior projects before graduation. And some of the College of Science ones are particularly fascinating. Just a range of topics, everything from the construction of novel fusion proteins for research on fertilization and conception, understanding the sun's corona, involving fractional calculus. Well, tell us a bit about some of the interesting projects.
Oh, there are so many. Our students enthusiastically engage in research in all of our departments. In the Department of Biology, for example, we have students working literally around the world on coral reefs in the Pacific Ocean or in the Andes of South America. We have students in chemistry working on chemical countermeasures to weapons of mass destruction. In physics and space sciences, we have students working on the evolution of ultra-luminous infrared galaxies, a wide variety of fascinating projects. And the students really get in with the professors and engage in truly productive and novel research. One of the greatest things about this, too, is the kind of outlet that students find. Ultimately, many of our students publish in some of the top journals in the world.
And that publication leads to jobs. Of course, Florida Tech has been recognized for the highest return on investment of any university in the state of Florida. And these types of hands-on projects lead to those initial career opportunities, do they not?
Absolutely. I think this is, again, one of the truly novel things about Florida Tech. We engage in undergraduate research like no other institution I've known. And it really does lead to great things for our students once they leave Florida Tech.
And the 2013 Northrop Grumman Engineering Science and Student Design Showcase, of course, made possible by a generous $1 million endowment gift from Northrop Grumman. It's happening Friday, April the 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. A great opportunity for folks from the community to walk through the Clemente Center and see these exhibits, correct?
Absolutely. The showcase is open to everyone from the community. Everyone's welcome to come. You can browse the projects, talk with the students. It really is a very exciting day.
So you're encouraged to come out, see these College of Science showcase items and displays, as well as some displays from the College of Engineering. The 2013 Northrop Grumman Engineering and Science Student Design Showcase, Friday, April the 19th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Clemente Center on the campus of Florida Tech. More information is available at www.fit.edu or by calling 674-8020. I'd like to thank our very special guest, the Associate Dean of the College of Science at Florida Tech, Dr. Michael Grace. Thank you, Dr. Grace.
Thank you, Wes.
That's going to do it for this edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. Until next time, I'm Wes Sumner.